Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as I begin a message, The Captain and His Army. And we're going to be looking at a number of references in the Word of God. But before we begin, let us join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you that you are our God, that you are a mighty God, and Lord, that you have forgiveness and mercy and compassion on the needs of your people. Lord, we're living in perilous times, and so, Father, we thank you for your strength, for your divine protection, for your provision. And, Father, those who are listening right now that are going through an especially difficult time, times of testing, severe battles, Father, I pray that your Spirit would lift a standard against the work of the enemy. Father, strengthen them with might in the inner man. Let them be able to rise in the authority that you have given them. And Father, go forth knowing that you have provided victory and you've given us weapons of the warfare, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid of the enemy, but at the very name of Jesus, he will flee. So Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for meeting the needs of your beloved people. And Lord, thank you for anointing this word that we will take it personally to heart. And Lord, it is your anointing that will destroy every yoke. We thank you for it. Amen. And amen. Well, as I begin this message, I would like to start at the book of 1 Samuel, and we want to go to the 15th chapter, and I may read just a few verses through several chapters, but I want to just refresh your memory as to what is occurring in the life of David. Now, as you recall from the Word, we know that the people of God, Israel, wanted a king just like the other nations around them. And so the Lord spoke to Samuel, the prophet, and said, "Hearken to their voice, and I will show you whom you should anoint." And that was, of course, the first king of Israel was Saul. And he reigned for a time, but he did not obey the word of the Lord. And in chapter 15, Samuel is speaking now to Saul. They were supposed to destroy everything utterly, and he didn't. He kept alive the prey and the king. And in verse 22, Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." That's just as pertinent and significant for us today, beloved. It may be written into the Old Testament, but it applies to our hearts today. He goes on, verse 23, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." Those are very powerful words. "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And then going to the 16th chapter, the Lord speaks to Samuel, and he says that he wants to send him on a journey. And so what he does, he goes to Bethlehem, the home of Jesse, and he wants to see all his sons. And so Jesse had all of his sons pass before him, and the Lord said to Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." And Then Samuel, the prophet, asks the father, "Are here all thy children?" And he says, "There remaineth yet a younger. He's keeping the sheep." And so Samuel said, since he knew it was none of the other sons, he said, "Well, go for him, send for him." And in verse 12 it says, "And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, 'Arise, anoint him, for this is he.'" And so he did anoint him. And then as David, of course, is in the court of King Saul, and it says that when he played the harp, the evil spirits departed from Saul, because this word, of course, he was upset to hear what the prophet Samuel had told him. And so let's move on now. We're going to move on to verse 17. And in verse 37, David said, "Moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Of course, that's the reference to Goliath. And of course, that was true with David his whole life. He was delivered out of the hand of Saul, who had purpose to kill him. All right, so let's move on now to chapter 18. It talks about Saul giving his daughter Michal to David, and for the purpose that she would be a snare to him. And then, as time progressed, Saul, in verse 29 of chapter 18, he was yet the more afraid of David, and Saul became David's enemy continually. And in verse 19, I'm just laying a foundation, a background, and we're going to get to where we're headed. Saul spoke to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants that they should kill David. He's getting outwardly, the jealousy and resentment that was burning now becomes open. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, "Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art. I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee." Verse 9, same chapter. "And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand." He was playing the music God had given him. Verse 10, "And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall, and David fled and escaped." All right, let's move down to verse 18. So what happened? David fled and escaped and came to Samuel, remember the prophet, to Ramah, and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth. And then, of course, word got back to Saul. That's where David is. Then went he also to Ramah, and came to a great well that is in Sichu, and asked, "Where are Samuel and David?" And one said, "Behold, they be at Naioth in Ramah." All right, so David fled from Naioth to Ramah, and came and said before Jonathan, "What have I done? What sin is before me that thy father seeketh my life?" And listen to Jonathan's response. He knew his father fairly well, and of course he was scheduled to be the next heir on the throne. And Jonathan said unto him, "God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great or small, but that he will shew it to me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so." So even though that word had gotten out, he thought maybe Saul obviously was very unpredictable and very reactive, and so he thought, well, he wasn't really certain this was going to be true. Verse 5, "David said to Jonathan, Behold, tomorrow is the new moon, and I should not fail to sit with the king at meat, but let me go, that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day. Now, this is important. If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for there a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say, this is David speaking, it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he be very wroth, then be sure that evil is determined by him. And so, verse 24, same chapter, David hid himself in the field. When the new moon was come, the king sat him down to meat. Of course, he missed him, didn't say anything the first day. And then the second day of the month, his place was still empty. And so he asked Jonathan, why hasn't the son of Jesse come to meet, neither yesterday nor today? And Jonathan answered Saul, David earnestly asked leave of me to go to Bethlehem. And let's move here. And what happened? Then Saul cast the javelin at Jonathan, whereby Jonathan knew he was very convinced at that point that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David because his father had done him shame. Praise God. Well, and then so David went to the priests, Ahimelech the priest at Nob. And then, my time's just getting away. This is such a fascinating story. Chapter 22, verse 1. It says, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave of Adullam, where his brethren and all's father's house heard it, and they went down thither to them. Okay, now we're getting at the point where I want to make a parallel with what occurred in the life of David, as well as what God is doing today. But to go into that, you'll have to tune into tomorrow's broadcast. And if you're not able to, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and they are archived there for your convenience. As I bring this broadcast to a close, as always, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. This is a personal ministry. I read the letters, I answer the mail, no one else does it, and I will send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.